Welcome back to another episode of Olumide the Goat Podcast. I know you missed my voice. I've missed you too, only if you got big bunda. If you don't have big bunda, collect your greetings from Jesus Christ. I don't care. Welcome back to another episode of Olumide the Goat Podcast. It's your boy. Why am I even saying it's your boy? Like I've blown. It's Olumide Akinwale as usual. And I'm just here to share my thoughts with you as usual. The regular intro now, I'm bored. So I'm here again. You've seen the title, blah, blah, blah. Bond out. Today, or on this episode rather, I should say, I'm sharing my unwarranted, unsolicited, unpopular music opinions, and you must listen. Yes, you have to listen. Because if you don't listen, what are you not doing? Why are you here? You are listening, but go to listen before you listen to me. How are you doing? How is your life? I hope it's not so stressful, and I'm not making it seem worse, but if your life is stressful, just chill, take water, watch some YouTube. You know, YouTube can never do you wrong, but we are here, we are not on YouTube. Welcome to my space, welcome to Olumide is a Good Podcast once more. I've said this shit like 4 times already. Olumide, get to the discussion of today. So I'm talking about unpopular music opinions, things you might agree with, things you might not agree with, but from my own personal point of view, from my own perspective, from my own, I don't know the word, I don't know synonyms. Well, from my own point of view, basically, just sharing my one or two thoughts about some music facts that I think you guys actually have to get in on. Without further ado, I'm starting with a bang. Eriga, the Nigerian rapper, Eriga. His 2019 album, titled The Erigma 2, is one of the best albums out of Nigeria this past decade, 2019 now. Past decade, yeah. Since 2010, basically, let me just put it that way. The Erigma 2 by Eriga is one of the best trap albums. And I know people don't want to listen to Eriga. I don't know why, and I don't know why. Again, I don't know why people don't actually want to listen to Eriga. But if you actually did take your time to listen to Eriga, you'll notice that above all those shenanigans he might have in his lyrics, or the way he pronounce words, his intonation and his enunciation, all those stuff, burn that. Actually calm down and listen to Eriga. You notice this man is good. He's not like, one reason why I actually like Eriga is you don't expect him to rap about topics he's rapping about. He's rapping about real life things like, bro, how we grew up, how we struggled, and all those stuff. When you see someone like Eriga, I'm not judging him based on looks, but I'm judging based on looks. If you understand what I mean, yeah. When you see someone like Eriga, you expect him to just rap about big bunda, big titties, club, and all that shit. Yes, for sure, every rapper talks about those shit, you get what I mean? And Eriga is no exception. But when you actually come down to listen to Eriga, on my own, I'm not being biased, and I'm also not being biased, if you get what I mean. Yes, both, Olumide is a goat, allow that. When you take your time to listen to the Erigma 2, you notice that's one of the best cohesively produced albums in terms of rap as far as the Nigerian industry goes, at least since 2017. From my own perspective, I can pinpoint probably just 5 other rap albums that I'm like, this shit is cohesive. And what do I mean by cohesive? Like, every track goes hand in hand. This supplements the other, that complements the other. Like, they flow in and they flow out so seamlessly. The Erigma 2, if you haven't listened to that, you need to go and listen to it. Plus, let me just give a free promo. If you don't know by now, he also has a new EP out. You know, now Olumide is a goat. I cannot just drop her. No, I have to come correct now. So if you've not listened to Before the Chaos EP by Eriga, which he dropped on the Friday, 14th of May, then I don't know what you're doing. Go and listen to that EP. Dope EP. Eriga is actually one of the best trappers we have in Nigeria right now. Trust me. I don't cap on my podcast. I speak facts. So listen to Eriga. Still in line with rap, since I started with rap, I feel I also need to drop this another unpopular music opinion, which I feel I might get burned for, but I don't want to say what I want to say, Shabo. I feel people are going to get pissed at me for saying this, but I'll say it regardless of whatever I feel people think. Because this is Olumide's unpopular music opinion, you get me? Not your own unpopular music opinion. So if you are here and you're expecting me to craft whatever you want me to say, I'm not doing that thing. I'm trying not to curse on this episode, and it's going good so far. I've changed. Thank you, God. So, Big Sean. Sean Anderson, aka Big Sean, is one of, no, it's not even one of, Big Sean is a top five rapper right now, at least since 2010. When you name rappers of the 2010s, rappers that blew up in the 2010s that really did their thing and really laid claim to being best rappers alive, Big Sean must be in that conversation. Now, peep this. You mentioned Drake, that's one. You mentioned J. Cole, that's two. You mentioned Kendrick Lamar, that's three. I'm missing somebody else. Then yes, you mentioned Big Sean, four. Big Sean is top four. Basically, Big Sean is top four. So I don't get why people come online and try to discredit whatever my guy is doing. Like, bro, Big Sean is beyond all those so-called childish punchlines people associate him with. That was the beginning of his career. That was before the fame. Like, bro, listen to Big Sean at least since 2014. Dark Sky Paradise, bro. Even though that Kendrick Lamar obviously dropped Astonishing Mother's album that year. It was J. Cole that dropped in 2014 with 2014 Forest Hills Drive. Then Kendrick Lamar dropped, what is the name of this album? Why am I forgetting? To Pimp a Butterfly in 2015. So obviously people might not really tend to call on Big Sean when that conversation comes for, hey, this is a top rap album. But I feel Dark Sky Paradise is one of the finest rap albums out there, and Big Sean just basically is a top four rapper. And if you asked me, Olumide Akinwale, aka Olumide, is a GOAT, aka I don't know what the other aka is, but it's still part of this game, you get what I mean? If you asked me basically to list out my top five rappers right now, at least since 2010, I'm not naming the legends, and when I mean the legends, I'm talking about Lil Wayne, Kanye West, Jay-Z, Nas, Tupac, Biggie. No, I'm not including them on this list. This is just basically since the 2010s, rappers that have laid claim to be one of the best alive and are still owning the game, improving their craft year after year, producing classic albums time after time. Bro, Big Sean has to be in that conversation. Like I've said, it has to be. Obviously, you mentioned Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Big Sean, and in my own opinion, I feel Nicki Minaj. Because basically, bro, no one can outbox Nicki Minaj when it comes to bars, when it comes to rapping, when it comes to telling your story on a track. If Nicki wants to go in on a track, bro, she will go in. Nicki basically puts Lil Wayne and Drake top two at the time on a track. I can't remember the year, but only, I think only came out in 2013, 2014. I can't really remember. And she did not get rushed, bro. She did not get rushed. You know what it means to be on a track with Drake? A hungry Drake. The Drake of Stay Scheming. The Drake that made Recross verse. I said, the Drake that made Recross verse seem so, you know, so trivial, so little in our face because of how we went in on Stay Scheming. The Drake that basically took a DJ Khaled song and made it number one and on Amon One. The Drake that started from the bottom and now is here. The Drake of Headlines, bro. Stop playing with me. I mean, we had the Lil Wayne from Amelie Days, Lil Wayne from I'm Not a Human Being, the Lil Wayne from God Bless America Only, bro. And we had Queen Nicki. She's not getting boxed out. You can't beat her, bro. At most, you withdraw, and that's facts, bro. That is facts. Nicki Minaj is top five. When you mention your top five since the 2010s, in case you want to come for me, I said since the 2010s, and by since the 2010s, I mean since January 1st, 2010, because some people might not know dates. No shades though. Since the 2010s, bro, Nicki Minaj and Big Sean are in that conversation. Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Big Sean, Nicki Minaj. Top five since the 2010s, and I don't care what you have to say about that. And let me still flow with this rap team that is going on before I dive into other genres. I don't think this is an unpopular opinion anyway. I just want to restate the fact that Kanye Omari West is the greatest artist of all time. It's the greatest artist of all time. If you don't agree with me on that, then I don't know, bro. Kanye West, his discography is everything he does basically just proves to him being. I mean, this man got tired of doing hip hop and rap per se, and he went into gospel music and he still killed that thing, bro. But it's too versatile, it's too diverse, it's too unique. Greatest artist of all time. Mention a genre that Kanye West has not experimented with. basically known. You want to mention rock, then you for sure had experimented with rock. Just mention a genre that you feel Kanye West has not. Oh, you want to come now, Kanye West did not do Afrobeat. Well, you might have a point on that one, but you get what I'm saying. When it comes to rapping and rappers experimenting with sound, Kanye West, in fact, when it comes to do music generally, he's not only a rapper, he's a singer, he's a producer. And Kanye West was one of the first set of people who made auto-tune in rap, in music, actually seem cool. Like, people had this stereotype about artists basically using auto-tune, claiming that, hey, they are not being original, they are not being unique. Like, auto-tune water downs your creativity, auto-tune makes your voice sound somehow. But Kanye West did not let that get to him. He basically went with 808 and Heartbreak and made a classic. Even though Jay-Z was trying to water down auto-tune early on when the shit was becoming big, I just cursed. Only media said I'm not cursed. God damn. Even when Jay-Z was trying to water down the effect and impact of auto-tune on Death of Auto-Tune, DOA, Kanye West was one of those people who did not buy into that thought, into that school of thought. Kanye West went with his thing, and come on, greatest artist of all times, Kanye West. I don't care what you say. So many people right now are like, it's Michael Jackson. Shut up. Did Michael Jackson rap? Did Michael Jackson rap? No. But did Kanye West sing? Come on. We have the facts, bro. We have the facts, bro. Greatest artist of all time is Kanye West. Now, let's bring it home on popular music opinion. I mean, I started with Terry Garden. I went to the international thing to do some madness. Now, let's bring it home. Unpopular music opinion, and I'm going to get burned for this, and I don't care, basically. Davido's debut album, Omo Baba Olowo, that is OBO, The Genesis, is not a good album. You heard it from me. If I'm to rate that album on a scale of 1 to 10, basically, I'll give it a 4.5. And me giving it a 4.5 is me playing fair. It's me being nice, honestly. And there are many Davido fans listening to this, and by now I feel they might have logged off, they might have cancelled me, but I don't care. Davido's debut album, Omo Baba Olowo OBO, The Genesis, is not a good album. I mean, it had some kind of solid tracks. All of You was nice. Back When was okay. Ekuro was very nice. Feel Alright was nice. That's it. The rest were just makeshift song, just to fill in the void of an album, just to make sure you had this particular number of tracks on an album. Like, I guess Davido has been going with the 17 track theme since he started releasing albums. So he just wanted to put in some songs, and bro, I know you come for me and say New School Things is not a good song. Enter the Center is not really a good song. Bong 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 is just vibes. Boshe Bong 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 is vibes, bro. Just basically vibes, no lyrics. Even Damiduro is vibes, bro, no lyrics. And man, Diamond, Davido, and I'm driving all these guys crazy, yo. And then, yo. It's not a good album, bro. That's a 4.5. But something I appreciate about Davido is he has taken his time to improve as an artist, and that has shown in his artistry and discography. It's like he took his time to think about what he wanted to do musically and did not rush releasing an album after OBO, his first album, The Omo Baba Olowo, The Genesis. I love what he did. His next album, A Good Time, one of the best albums of since the 2010s, basically, as far as Nigerian music goes. Come on, you have to give Davido credit for A Good Time. Even if many people will not agree with that, A Good Time is a solid album. 8 over 10, 9 over 10 on some good days for me. Come on, you have to, like, but this OBO, his debut album, I don't mess with it. On a personal one or two, I don't just mess with it. Let's take it international a little bit once more. The group Migos, on the Migos, I feel Take Off is the best lyricist on the Migos. Yes, I said it and you heard it from me. Takeoff is the best lyricist on the Migos. He might be the most silent when it comes to social media doings, you get what I mean, but Takeoff is the best lyricist on the Migos, and I don't care what you have to say about that. I speak my facts unprovocatively, if that is a word, I don't know, but it should be a word in Jesus' name, so people will not think I don't know book. Takeoff is the best lyricist on the Migos, and I know you will come, Offset is nice when it comes to being the best person with flows, being the best trapper with flows. When it comes to flowing on different beats, like bringing some different vibes into things, yes, offset with the flows, but lyrics is take off. When it comes to hooks, chorus, ad-libs, obviously we leave it for Quavo, but Takeoff is the best lyricist on the Migos, and that's facts. Before we bring it back home, let me just mention one international. I may not be like say have one clout, like you get me. May not be like say only they don't give them clout now. Only they don't blow, they don't give them clout. Like you know, clout. You see that boy they are calling Lil TJ. That boy they are calling Lil TJ and the OG himself, Popcorn. Basically, my own opinion anyway. No, don't let me say basically. My own opinion anyway. Popcorn and Lil TJ features are way harder than their regular songs, their normal songs. Popcorn on feature is a beast. Popcorn on feature will wash you, will wash your favorite artists, will make them look like upcoming. Same as Lil TJ. When Lil TJ is featured on someone else's tracks, it doesn't even waste time. He goes all in, like bro. You start wondering, like bro, who offended Lil TJ? Where is this emotional lyrics coming from? Where is this flow coming from? That's what Lil TJ brings to the table on features. But when it comes to his own song, some are good, some are lukewarm. Like, there are just some artists like that, like, you just prefer them on features. And I feel Popcorn and Lil TJ are those artists for me. I feel their features are better than their normal songs. I said what I said. That's a podcast, by the way. One clout. Only they is giving them clout. Mafo. Now, let's bring it home. I feel we've given too much international artist clout. Let's bring it home. Let's take it to the world of the female right now, because I think we've said too many male related stuff. So let's just bring it to the world of the females. You know, now you gotta show the girls some love. Girls with the big bunda things only. If you don't have a big bunda, collect your love from Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Father. Jesus, collect it from him. I don't know how to sing, but go and collect your love from Jesus Christ. If you don't have big bone, I don't come every. That's it though. That's another unpopular opinion. You see the way I flow. Too many segues, but I know what I'm doing. You can't. It's podcasting. Leave it for me. No joke. Yeah. So basically, Niniola is the best vocalist when it comes to the females in the Nigerian music industry. Pure vocalist. It used to be Simi, by the way, but I've been listening to some Niniola of recent. Some Banana, New Banana, some Sixth Heaven, some. Ah, bro, no. I've been sleeping on Niniola, honestly, but this year opened my eyes to the magnificence of Niniola. Bro, she has the best vocals when it comes to top Nigerian female musicians. I mean, we give credit to Simi. So even if I don't want, like her, but I mean she's good. Yemi Alade, thanks. We'll give them credit. So we're savage. But as far as vocalist goes, as far as that conversation travels, bro, I don't even know what word to use. As far as range in terms of vocals coming to play, Niniola owns that, and that's facts. And this one, I feel, this next thing I want to say, I feel is of importance anyway. It's kind of unpopular. People might not agree with this one, but I'll say it anyway. I don't feel the females in the Nigerian music industry show themselves love, basically. Although, I was listening to a podcast today with, I can't remember, Vybz and Gary. His guest actually mentioned that, yeah, no female love. But it's something I've always said to my guys, like, we just throw it around. Bro, the females in the Nigerian music industry, I feel like they don't show themselves that collaborative love. You see the males now, even upcoming male, he release an album, he drops a song, he can feature like two people on it, or they do a cypher like five people. Bond that. That's the guy code, that's the guy stuff. But when it comes to female music, they don't show themselves love. How many times have you seen Simi featuring a fellow female artist? I mean, Simi basically one of the top three Nigerian female artist we have now, if not in Africa. She has like three albums, and I've not seen her feature a female artist. Even as far as as far as Tiwa Savage goes, like people call her the queen of Afrobeat. How many times have you seen Tiwa Savage featuring a female musician? You can't tell me they don't see these things. They know it, but I feel they don't just want to pay attention to it. And someone needs to say this thing, like, bro or girls, because that's what they are. You guys need to show yourselves love. Because at the end of the day, they try to make the industry a patriarchal kind of thing. They try to make it so misogynistic, like it's a man rule man kind of industry. They don't show love for the female. But when you yourselves don't show love among yourselves, then you don't expect people on the outside to show love to you. It's basic maths. Come on, the Nigerian female industry is lacking in female love. Like, I've not seen females reciprocating love to themselves. Like, on social media, yeah, they hype themselves. Hey, but, like, burn all those social media things. Get to the studio. Get to work. You people can make this change you've been clamoring for like years, bro. It takes just one feature. From one feature to two features. From two features, five, bro. They basically don't know what you can do. Like, bro, they should do this thing. Like, the closest to females showing love to themselves in terms of collaborating I've seen lately is Yemi Alade and Seyishe on Pempe. Even if I don't like the song, but I appreciate the effort. I see where they are coming from. And like, bro, we need more female love. We don't just need... It's a patriarchal industry. It's a man-woman industry. Men don't show love. Men will always get the upper hand. Like, bro, you are... Start from your level. Start from the ground zero. Something good might come up from it. It doesn't have to be a man giving you a shout-out. It doesn't have to be a higher-ranked or top-ranked male artist giving you a cosign before you as a female get to blow. It can start with your fellow females who are top-ranked. Get a cosign, like, let them give you a cosign. Like, it's just difficult. I don't know why it's like that anyway, but I just feel females in the Nigerian industry, they don't really show themselves love, and that's bad. And at the end of the day, they come and start saying it's misogynistic. Bro, it's not misogynistic. It's you. Now you cosign. Now no show yourself love. Love no fit come your way. It's basic shit. You can't give what you... You can't take what you don't give. Yeah, basically, that's just it. And this one too, this other one I want to dive into now, is something that is vexing me. I wrote this on one of my articles, but I feel like I have to just say it on here. It's something that annoys me a lot. Let me just put it that way. And I'll just start with this statement. Not every Nigerian music is Afrobeat. And not every Nigerian musician is an Afrobeat artist. Basic and simple. Yeah, I get the misconception. Everybody wants to ride the wave. Everybody wants to surf. You get what I mean? Like, they want to be associated with what's popping. But come on, you guys should carve a niche for yourself. You don't have to follow the crowd. It's getting tiring. It's getting embarrassing that as an artist, you don't know your genre. And they just ask you. And you just try to go under the Afro umbrella, so to say. And they ask what's your genre, what type of music do you make, and you say Afro pop, and we listen to your song and there's no sort of sample of any Afro beat or any scroll. Like, basically the belief, or even if it's not the belief, it's fact, Afro beats of today or whatever people are talking about, Fela is the pioneer. Like, Fela is the threshold. Like, Fela is the staple. You get what I mean? Listen to Fela music, listen to Fela's production. Does that sound anyway alike to what you are making? No. So why say Afro? Just say you make pop. Pop is general enough for people to like your music. You don't need to fold yourself or try to fit under an umbrella to impress a larger crowd. Like, it doesn't make sense, bro. It doesn't just make sense. Like, come off it. Come on. Not every music. At this point here, I feel, because if you go to DSP streaming platforms, you go to Apple, Deezer, Spotify, and the rest, and you check genres of Nigerian music. Let's just make it that simple. Check the genres of Nigerian music. You see them classifying them. Apple Music, at least, for example, classify almost every Nigerian music uploaded on it as worldwide. Either rap, Afrobeat, pop, R&B, alternative. They just put worldwide. And I feel if the artists themselves don't even know the genre they belong to, then they just accept it. They have no voice, they can't speak up. Like, bro, when they eventually call you and they ask, okay, what genre do you fall under, and you say Afrobeat, and we listen to your music, and like, no one wants to listen to you. Like, bro, we need someone to correct that notion. And it begins with the people in the upper class, like the upper class of artists, because I feel everyone is riding the wave of Afrobeat to the world. Fine, you guys have got what you needed from Afrobeat to the world. It's time to burn that and just do what you do. You don't have to force this mantra of Afrobeat and Afrofusion or whatever sort of Afro that is in the world on people. Like, it's getting tiring. Come on. Not every Nigerian music is Afrobeat. And I might just do a quick check on this one. Lil Keshi Agi is one of the best rap albums in Nigeria. As far as rap goes, Lil Keshi debut album, Yagi, excellent. From the first track to the last track, no misses, all hits. And when I mean all hits, not just for commercial reasons, like, bro, these songs really did serve the purpose they were meant to serve. Like, bro, they did their thing and they held their ground. But since that time, well, Lil Keshi has been shaky. But as far as debut album goes, and as far as rap album goes, Lil Keshi, Yagi, Young and Getting It, one of the finest albums made in Nigeria. Yabas, the soundtrack to Basket Mouth, to Papa Benji, online comedy series or whatever that thing is called, to me, is one of the best produced soundtrack in Nollywood. As far as movie making is in the conversation, and soundtrack for movies or series or shows in Nollywood is in discussion, Yabas by Basket Mouth should be ranked high, if not number one. That everything on that album, from the first to the last track to the features to how smoothly the segue was, if I can use that word, bro, everything went hand in hand. No, Basket Mouth did this thing on Yabas, and the people he did call on to lay one or two verses, they brought their A games. Like, Yabas, now, nah, come on. If you have not listened to Yabas, you might not understand what I'm saying, but when it comes to soundtrack in Nollywood, Basket Mouth got that unlocked. Yabas, come on, you are not beating Yabas. So basically, I feel that's it. I have just one more on this list, and that's me saying Ghost of SDC, one of the top rappers in Nigeria. Like, if you mention top 5 in Nigeria as far as rap goes, and you don't mention Ghost, why are you mentioning? Why are you ranking? I don't even need to mention names, but you know the names you want to mention. So if you don't put Ghost in that conversation, bro, I don't know what to tell you, bro, but come on. Yeah, so basically, those are my own views. Those are my thoughts. No beef intended if you feel triggered. So that's just the episode for today. It's just me ranting about music, basically, and sharing my very unpopular beliefs. So if you stayed this long, 30 minutes, garden, I appreciate it, man. I've been Olumide is a good podcast. Thanks for listening. Hey, no. Before I say thanks for listening, you know what to do now. Run up the numbers. Subscribe to the podcast. Rate if you are using Apple Podcasts. But Apple Podcasts have been an up lately. But that's a discussion for another day. Rate the podcast. Subscribe. Favorite if you are using Anchor. Follow if you are using Spotify. So, yeah, basically, that's it. Until next time, it's your boy. I've not blown. It's not your boy. I've been Olumide. Bye bye. Yeah, thanks.
Have you seen the state of our body? The other I want to roll with the VC. You know, it's on Goose and Goo. Oh, God. Is it Usango, Usongo, anyone, Taloko?